Chazor zeichen is baruch ches v'shagim v'mishum zeichen zavoy dezor daf lamed devav. The mishum of Hashem and Sholehen. Rav said it was Daniel who made the gzeir against the oil. Shmuel said the oil is also because it absorbs the flavor that were absorbed in tamei kelim of goyim, and the oil becomes tamei. Not everyone eats their food, be tahara. So what's the issue if it became tamei? So Shmuel meant the Gemara absorbs the flavor that was absorbed in the non kosher kelim of the goyim. Shmuel told Rav, according to me, it makes sense. There are some lay of Lud said that Rabbi Yehuda and his bezin could have been matter the oil of a goy because they held that the taste of a non kosher items are noisy of gam, and therefore it doesn't make the oil lesser. But however, according to you, it says that Daniel made the gzera. How could Rabbi Yehuda not come along and mevatel the gzera of Daniel? Mishnah says a bezin can't be mevatel the directive of another bezin unless they're greater than them in wisdom and in number. So Rav said, we can't trust Rabbi Samloi there, Yehuda was Mevatel the Gzeira, because the people of Lud don't properly treat the Gzeira, says the Rabbanon. Shmuel, should I let Rabbi Samloi know you said that? The first Rav was embarrassed. He would then quote a pasuk which says that Daniel decided that he would not eat the king's bread or from the king or from the wine of his drinks, plural. What's his drinks, plural? It's referring to two drinks, wine and oil. Rav held that Daniel decided this and ruled this way for all of Klal Yisrael. Shmuel said that he decided for himself, but he did not rule that way for others. Ferechma, we find that Bali, in the name of Avimi Noiso, in the name of Rav, said that the Gzeira of making the bread, oil, wine, and the daughters of Goyim also were part of the 18 Gzeiris, the Yudches Gzeiris of Shammai and Hillel. We see that Rav himself said it was not from Daniel. You can't answer that Daniel made the Gzeira, but no one followed the Gzeira until it was reenacted by Shammai and Hillel, because then what would be the point of Rav telling us that it was enacted by Daniel? Emphat the Gemara, Daniel was only Gezer when in the city. Shammai and Hillel came along, there were Gezer even the people in the fields. Ve'akmar, how could Rabbi Yehuda not be Mevatel the Gzeira of Shammai and Hillel? We learned that a bezin can't be Mevatel the directive of another bezin unless they're greater than them in wisdom and in number. Further, Rabbi Bar Bachana, named Rabbi Yechon, said a bezin can always be Mevatel the words of another bezin except for the Yudches Gzeira of Shammai and Hillel. And for the Gemara, Rishashi said, the reason why these Yudches Gzeiras can't be made batel is because the Gzeiras were widely accepted and practiced throughout Klal Yisrael. However, the Gzeira of the oil was not widely practiced and accepted, and that's why it was allowed to be made batel. It was therefore made batel because it was a Gzeira which most Yidden were not able to uphold. In fact, what was the Gzeira regarding the daughters of Goyim? So Nachum Reitzach said, there were Goyim that non-Jewish girls have the status of Nidus when they're babies. Geneva, in the name of Rav, said all the Gzeiras, meaning the bread, oil, wine, daughters, were Gzeira for Avodah Zarah. Like we find in Ravacha Barad, in the name of Rav Yitzchak said, that they were Gzeira on the bread and oil of a Goy on account of the wine of a Goy, and were Gzeira on their wine on account of their daughters, and were Gzeira on the daughters on account of Avodah Zarah, and they were Gzeira on a different matter on account of a different matter. Other state. So perfect tomorrow, the daughters of Goyim are also deraisa, based on the pasuk Teschatim Bom. Remember, the pasuk only refers to the Shiva Umais. They came along with Goyim for other Goyim as well. Fact tomorrow, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Darshan, the pasuk to teach that the daughters of all Goyim are also deraisa. According to him, what was the Gzeira? And for tomorrow, the Issa of the Issa deraisa is only to marry them. The Gzeira was that even Znus with them is Osir. Fact tomorrow, the Bezin of Shame was already Goyzer on Znus with Goyim, as we find that Yehuda Paskin that Tomer had to be put to death for being Mazana. Mar says, rather, the Gzeira of Shame was regarding a Jewish woman being Mazana with a Goy, out of concern that she will follow his ways of Avodah Zarah. Shammai and Hillel were Goyzer, even a Jewish man with a female Goy is Osir as well. The fact tomorrow, the Issa of a Jew with a non-Jewish woman is Halacha L'Mashmi Sina, which says that the Kanoim are pagan boy. Where it says that only teaches regarding when this Nus is publicly known. Shammai and Hillel regards it even when it was done privately. In fact, the answer of Nus in private was already also based on Gzeir and the Bezin of Chashmonoim. Where it says that this Bezin was only Gzeir on actual Znus. Shammai and Hillel were even Gzeir on Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda has said that the Bezin of David was Gzeir on seclusion. Mar says, on Yichud. Mar says that Gzeira was for Yichud of a Yid with a Jewish woman. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel said that Yichud of a man and a woman is based on a remez from a pasuk, which means it's deraisa. Mar says the Isra of Yichud deraisa only applies to a man secluding with a married woman. David was Gezer against Yichud with an unmarried woman as well. The Talmidim of Beisham and Beis Hillel were Gezer that even Yichud with a non-Jewish woman is Asr as well. Frekma, what is meant by that it says that there were Goyzer on a different matter on account of a different matter? What does that mean? So Nachum Yitzchak said there were Goyzer that the children of Goyim have a din of Azov, and this was done to prevent Jewish children from associating with the non-Jewish children. At first, Rebbe said that this even applies to a child of one day old. He then retracted and held like Rabbi Chia, who said that it begins at the age that a child is capable of having his nus, which means a boy at 9 years old and a girl at 3 years old.